Hello, everyone. This is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This is the Tuesday, May 19th, market recap. And, folks, just to forewarn you, this update is going to be longer than normal. I have about 50 charts in this update. I'm not trying to overwhelm you. However, I want to cover some major points. First off, I'm going to do a brief market recap, and I'm not going to have a lot of market index charts in this update tonight. Steve Nelson did a good job of covering that last night, and nothing changed technically today, so no reason to spend much time on there. Secondly, I'm going to discuss the moving average mechanical trading systems, which have been so damn effective. So let's cover those again. And lastly, I'm going to discuss the watch list and also go over some trade ideas. What has been working in this market so is not trading the market index ETFs like the SPY, SSO, etc. What has been working a lot better is really just trading individual stock picks that are taking good volume and have nice patterns. Today on the blog was a great example of that. I think there was about 10 or 15 trade ideas posted on the blog that all provided nice day trades. And so tonight I post some more ideas on that as well. And that's really what has been working well. And so let's go ahead and get started. First, a brief recap of today's action. The market moved up higher most of the day in a very choppy fashion. However, it sold off the last half an hour. At the close, the Dow and S&P lost about 0.25%, while the NASDAQ and NDX gained 0.25%. And so really, a lot of nothing today. Commodity-wise, gold gained $4, while crude oil gained 40 cents. So let's go ahead and start with the charts. First, let's look at two big picture charts. And I'm not going to spend much time on this. I cover these, you know, every weekend. The first two charts are the big picture charts of the market. The weekly S&P 500 you can see here with the 89-week moving average. The 89-week moving average is key, as well as that 38% retracement level right around 1,000. That's an area we've been targeting for this countertrend bear market rally since it began. And that's what it is, folks. This is a countertrend bear market rally. This is not the start of a new bull market. Bear markets do this. The market sold off solidly for 17 months, and we consider this a bear market rally that will end eventually, though it could chop its way higher for a couple months. So really not a lot of time to spend on this chart. You know, we may or may not get to those levels, but this is the weekly chart. The next chart's a weekly chart of the Dow Jones World Chart, and on this chart, over the years, what has been key is the 60-week moving average in blue. You can see how well it's defined major bull and bear markets. Okay. Next, moving on to a daily chart of the S&P 500. And again, what is key, what the line in the sand for the bulls, as Steve Nelson stated last night, is last Friday's lows on the S&P 500, right around 878. If the market were to sell off and break below last Friday's lows, 878, then you have to get defensive and get on the bear side. However, as long as last Friday's lows hold, then there's, you know, the market will hold up. Really that simple. The 20-day moving average is also key. If the market moves higher and makes the next major resistance area on this chart, you can see there's a confluence of trend lines here. There's a thin trend line of the wedge, and there's a dotted trend line. And there's also the 200-day moving average. So there's lots of confluence of resistance just above. So that's what to watch for. Also on this chart, which is key, in my opinion, is the RSI, that 50% level. It's been holding above that 50% level, the whole countertrend move. So if the RSI were to dip below 50%, that would be a concern of mine. Then again, the RSI is at the top of the chart with the red horizontal line below it. And the last thing is the 60-period stochastics. This thing has been very effective. You can see it at the bottom of this chart. Normal stochastics are 14 and 3, whereas the 60-period stochastics, you know, slowed down by about 5 times. It has been holding above 80%. And so if 60-period stochastics crosses below 80%, that would be a big concern of mine. So for now, it remains above 80% and found support there. So that's what to watch. And that 60-period stochastics, even during the last bear market from 2000 to late 2002, was very important. Because take a look at the next chart. The next chart is a daily chart of the S&P 500 from the last bear market, again, from 2000 to late 2002. Notice how that 60-period stochastics, you can see it on here, capped every bear market rally in that during that time. The 60-period stochastics would get above 80%, but then when it crossed back below 80%, that tended to mark your tops. And so, again, that's why it's important. Next, looking at shorter-term time frame, here's a 15-minute chart of the S&P. You can see the move up we had from last Friday. And again, we are overbought here, so we're pulling back, which we started today at the end of the day. And so on a pullback, do we form a higher low or not? So that's the key. Again, if we were to sell all the way off and break below last Friday's lows around 878, 879, that would be bearish. Then the bearish case scenario comes into play, and the market will likely have a very decent correction. But for now, we remain above those. And so now what to look for is a pullback here to form a higher low. Retracement support areas would be the 38, 50%, or maybe even the 60% retracement. And you could see the levels there. 897 or the 900 level would be a big area. Look for support around the 900 level, right around the 50% retracement, and of course around the 38% retracement. So that's what to watch for, folks. Again, we are a little overbought. You can see it on the 15-minute chart. We're starting to pull back, so see if it forms a higher low here. Futures are down a little bit tonight. The next chart is a 60-minute chart of the S&P. And again, as I stayed on here, the line in the sand and black there is last Friday's lows. The broken up trend line here is also resistance. And so in the short term, we're pulling back here, and do we form a higher low or not? Really, it's that simple. And the next chart is another 60-minute chart of the S&P. You can see how that last Friday's lows right around the high 870s, you could see how that was previous major resistance and it became support. So really nothing more to say on that chart. The next chart's a 15-minute chart of the SPY. You can see how the SPY ran smack dab into a broken trend line today, and so it's pulling back logically from that area. Again, do we form a higher low or not? But it hit resistance today and is pulling back. The next chart's another chart of the S&P. It's a 60-minute chart. Steve made this for me. All he wanted to convey was that, you know, we have a downtrend line here, and it's quite possible that the market could be very choppy here for a while, maybe in some kind of triangle pattern. And so trying to play the indexes themselves could get you cut up. So that's why I suggest maybe sticking to individual trade setups for short-term trades. You know, day trade them if you can, because really that's the better way to do it. And the next chart's a chart of the banks, the BKX. You can see the BKX is still holding its uptrend line, and the RSI is staying above 50%, but that's an area to watch if that was broken. But for now, it's holding it. And the next chart's a 30-minute chart of the NASDAQ. And again, you can see Steve has a wave count on the NASDAQ here. Potentially, this is the third wave move. Maybe it's just going to have a fourth wave pullback here. But again, to have a fourth wave pullback, it needs to form a higher low. So, folks, that does it for the major market indexes. Again, the big key is here, it looks like we're going to pull back here in the short term. Do we form a higher low or not? Look for some support around the 900 level on the S&P. And, of course, the line in the sand is last Friday's lows. That's it. Next, let's move on to the moving average mechanical systems, which have been very, very profitable. And, you know, these are systems to trade in these type of markets, especially if you're a new trader, and even if you're not a new trader, because the profits are outstanding. The first system here is a 15-minute SRS mechanical trading system. It uses the 9 and 39 exponential moving averages for crossovers for your entries, for your longs and your shorts. And you always exit your trade by the end of the day. You can see, here's a chart example. You can see last Friday, the system gave a long on Friday for a quick trade. It gained 3.7%, And on Monday, the system gained 12.3%. You can see the moving averages crossed in the morning, so you would have shorted SRS in the morning, and you would have exited your short end of day, and you would have made 12.3% if you would have traded the system this way. And of course, today, the moving averages did not cross. There was no trade. I always get this question, well, hey, what happens the next day? Well, the next day doesn't matter. If there's no moving averages, if the moving averages don't cross, you don't take a trade. Okay, that means you might not have a trade for 2 or 3 days. You only get your signals when the moving averages cross. The next day has nothing to do with the system. So that's it. And one point I made on the blog was that the moving averages are starting to converge now. So potentially on Wednesday or Thursday, we could get a crossover on this system. So that's one thing to watch for. We might get one here very soon. Now, looking at the statistics of the system, take a look at this, which is the next table. The SRS mechanical system is up 43.9%, let's call it 44% in May. So that means you'd have made 44% on your money if you took every signal, every trade. And you can see there's only 11 trades this month. The system has been 73% profitable this month. That means 73% of the trades were profitable. But again, 44% in May alone with 11 trades. That's awesome. 64% you can see in April with 10 trades. 56% in March with 13 trades. Overall, the system has done 219% this year. Think about that, folks. 219% if you did every trade. And if you just, considering the S&P is up, you know, people are considering how, you know, the market's up so much. The market's up, you know, in the high 20 percentile range from the lows. Well, if you'd have taken every trade on the SRS system from the March lows, you would have made about 164%. So the system has vastly, vastly outperformed the market rally. Okay, so very nice system. Again, use the 9 and the 39 exponential moving average crossover system. And because the moving averages are converging, again, there was no trade today, but possibly there could be one tomorrow. Okay. And next, here's another mechanical system, which we've used for quite a while. It's uses the SKF, that's the Ultra Financials ETF. Uses a 6-minute chart, and it uses a 2986 exponential moving average crossover for its signals. You could see there was a signal on Monday, and you gained 8.35%, but there was no signal today. However, the moving averages are getting close together, so there could be one on Wednesday. And the next chart gives you the statistics of the system. You could see the system on 8 trades this month would have made almost 33%. In April, would have made 41%. March, 23%. Again, very excellent system. And again, all trades are exited end of day on these systems. And the way these statistics are set up, you go long and short the same ETF. And the next table here gives you some more statistics on the SKF. Actually, the SKF, it has a higher profit ratio than the SRS system. You can see the profit factor is 4.67. I think the SRS profit factor is 3.2. And the total, the winning trade percentage is 72.5%, whereas the SRS system is about 61%. So it's a, you know, overall it's a more, you know, more trades are profitable. And next is, and lastly, folks, is the new FAZ mechanical trading system. FAZ, of course, is the triple financials ETF. And FAZ here, this gives you the statistics on the system. This system, by the way, is even higher percentage than the SKF system. This almost 87.5% of the trades are profitable. That's amazing. Almost only 1 out of 10 trades are losing trades. And it has a profit factor of 12.2, which just blows SRS and SKF out of the water. Now, the number of trades, this is where it differs. There's fewer trades of this system. You could see there's only about anywhere from 4 to 5 trades a month. So It's kind of a boring system in that effect, but very profitable. You can see there's only 6 trades this month in May, but you'd have made 24%, 7 trades last month. But again, this system uses moving averages, crossovers for the signals. However, I do not give this system out to non-paying members because we have 2-week trial members on the site. And only paying members get the moving averages for this system. So, you know, if you're a 2-week trial, you know, you have to become a paying member to get this system. If you become a paying member, send me an email and I will send you the moving averages. And this is what I plan for the future, folks, because over the weekend I've noticed that the SRS system has become very widespread on the internet. It started here with Breakpoint Trades back in October and November, and it's now everywhere. There's people sending signals out on Twitter and everything else. And so, you know, you don't want to be spreading these moving average systems all over the internet because eventually they might not work then. So let's try to keep them in-house, please. And because of that, I think only paying members of the site should get access to any new systems. And so thus, the FAZ mechanical system, I will give you the moving averages if you are a paying member only. And so that's it. Next, again, these moving average systems have been extremely profitable, as you can see, and we plan to expand this more in the future on the sites as it grows. Next, gold stocks especially rallied quite a bit today, though they sold off the last half an hour or so. You can see the GDX here; it's a 60-minute chart, and the wave count here, it could be in some kind of fifth wave. It broke out of a little bull flag pattern here. Had a fourth wave consolidation, as you can see, and it could be in some kind of fifth wave move. So gold stocks are looking quite interestingly. However, they might be a little overbought here in the short term. But let's go over some gold stocks. NAK, this is a nice-looking gold stock. Has resistance around 730, 735. Huge volume today. Ascending triangle, so a breakout of that should give you a trade. It could have a target of around $8 to $9. But trade it accordingly. You could day trade it if you want. Interestingly, with a nice volume. FRG was mentioned on the blog today. That's why, folks, if you can, I know some of you, many of you work jobs, but if you have a chance, come on the blog during the day because lots of trade ideas are posted on the blog during the day. FRG was one of them, and it broke out. And this is another gold stock. PAL, palladium stock, it broke out of a bull wedge today on good volume. This was mentioned by me on the blog in the morning. You would have not have found this on the watch list. And this is the point, folks. In this type of environment, I do not have time to throw 10 or 20 stocks on a watch list. It takes too much time. So a lot of times we just throw these on the blog during the day. So PAL had a good day. The next chart's a daily chart of PAL. You can see it was in a bull flag pattern here. The volume patterns are nice, so hopefully it moves higher. And next is SSRI, the silver stock. It looks like it could possibly break out here, so that's one to watch. GFI is another gold stock. I didn't draw any trend lines on here, but it's setting up into kind of a cup pattern or flag pattern, so that's one to watch. And AEM is another one to watch. It looks like a break over 54.35. would set it higher. And GG, there's a trend line resistance here right around 35, 35.5, so that's another one for you to watch. And mention of GOLD, gold, the gold weekly chart of GOLD, this isn't gold metal, this is the stock. It's possibly broken out of a inverse head and shoulder pattern. Though it's hard to imagine it just continuing to run from here. But what could happen is maybe a little push-up, then a pull-back to retest the neckline eventually, and then a rally off of that. So that's something to watch along. SWC, this is a palladium stock. It should be moved up higher near palladium, but it had good volume too. A lot of the palladium stocks are running. Maybe you could take it for a trade over the high of day. And next is PCX, this was mentioned on the blog, is a coal stock. It's in a textbook bull flag pattern, as you can see. Very nice volume patterns. ICO was posted on the blog by Dylan. Another coal stock. Nice bull flag pattern as well. SOLF was posted on the blog today early before it broke out, and you can see what happened. Again, this is why it's good to post to watch the blog during the day for trade ideas. It's a silver stock or solar stock, and solar stocks are starting to move, by the way. So here's a few other ones. TSL, nice volume in it today, so it's one to watch here. You know, it's hard to say exactly where to buy it. You know, do you really want to wait for it to break 2010? Or do you, could you buy it around in here over today's high, potentially? But it's one to watch. CSIQ is another interesting-looking silver stock or solar stock. Nice volume. TAN, this is the silver solar stock ETF. And it's setting up into a basing pattern here. Breaks out over about 10, though not sure you want to wait for that long. But it's a nice pattern. Some other trade ideas, ALTI. A small stock, resistance around $1.50. If it takes out $1.50 on good volume, I would take it for a day trade or maybe a very short-term trade. Baby, B-A-B-Y, this is from Steve. It's pulled back on lighter volume here. It's near support, so could be a support play. Maybe buy it around here for a bounce off support. BSX, Boston Scientific, resistance, trend line resistance. It breaks out over about $9.50. CRXL, nice little ascending triangle wedge here, so breaks out over 2205. DOX, resistance right around 2175. So if it takes out that area, looks like it's going up maybe to 24 or so. IMA, nice little pattern here, little ascending wedge. And again, a lot of these are more topping patterns like this one. I wouldn't overstay your welcome. I would, you know, day trade it or very short-term trade it. But it might provide you a trade. Same with LIFE, L-I-F-E. Breaks out over 38.12, 38.10. Again, looks like it could provide you a trade, but I wouldn't overstay your welcome too long. Take profits quickly. MDU, another one. Breaks out over about 18.30. MT, this is from Dodger. It's got nice trend, got resistance right here. Approaching the major downtrend line and the horizontal line, so that's one to watch. ODP, resistance right around that 4 level, nice volume patterns. PKI, it's in a bull flag pattern. RZ, nice interesting base, huge volume today. Maybe you could buy it over the high a day, potentially. And SVNT. Breaks out over 580, coming out of a nice base here. So that's some small individual stocks for you guys. Again, you can't trade them all. Write some of them down and follow them. And again, there is no way I could post all these on the watch list. So I'm throwing them in here for trade ideas. And lastly, folks, I want to go over two items that were on the watch list. SSG, this is the ultra short semiconductors. This broke out of a bull wedge last week. And as we stated at the time, we would be quick to take profits on the initial breakout because, you know, if you look at a textbook of technical analysis, almost what always occurs with these wedge patterns is you always get a pullback and then a back test. And that's what's happened here, okay? So if you'd have taken profits initially on the breakout of the wedge, you'd be fine. Now, you could look for maybe a re-entry or to see if it finds support on the broken downtrend line of the wedge. It needs to do that. If it does not, well, then this pattern will be negated. But that's what to watch for now. So for now, I'm leaving it on the watch list. But honestly, half profit should have been taken last week. SRS, which is on the watch list, and it has pulled back quite nicely. Honestly, I don't know why I throw SRS on the watch list whenever we have a mechanical moving average system that does 40-50% a month. So, who knows? But anyway, SRS has pulled back here quite a bit. If you read my comments here, I stated to put a stop either at your entry price or around 20 or a little around below 20. So, if you'd have put your stop at entry price, you would have been out of this trade already. Or if you had it around 20 or a little below 20, you might still be in this trade. But again, it's up to you. If the market rallies higher, then this is going to go lower. It's that simple. This did give us a trade initially out of the pattern. So again, if you'd have taken initial profits, you'd have made some money, but now it's pulled back. So now see if it finds support or not. Really that simple, folks. Anyway, that does it, folks. This is long enough. Too many trades. I had quite a few charts in here for you guys tonight. Remember to watch the moving average systems tomorrow, the SRS and the SKF, and the FAZ if you have it, and if you're a paying member. And, you know, for the market, it looks like we could pull back here a little bit. And, of course, you know, last Friday's lows are key. And, you know, do we consolidate here and form a higher low or not? That's it. That does it. I'll talk to you later. Have a great evening.